This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 396 for Tuesday, May 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly lower Tuesday, retreating from earlier gains after running into profit-taking resistance. The nearby July contract down $6.30 at the final bell at $1,189.70 per ton. It had hit contract highs of $1,219 earlier in the day. However, selling came forward at those highs. Strength in Chicago soy oil did provide spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil also up on the day. However, European rapeseed futures were lower. Tight old crop supplies and uncertainty over new crop production did remain supportive. Persistent rains in the eastern prairies continued to slow seeding progress in the region. However, forecasts calling for much-needed precipitation in Alberta will be beneficial for crops there. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures were stronger, while corn was down on the day. Wheat saw some follow-through buying interest after posting limit-up gains yesterday. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in the July contract at $13.91 per bushel. Kansas City up 15 cents in July at $13.67 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 30 cents in the July contract at $12.77 per bushel. Excessive heat and dryness has hurt wheat production in India, causing the country to announce plans recently to limit wheat exports. Exports registered with customs before May 13th, though, will still be able to move. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 27% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That was down 2 points from the previous week. Meanwhile, spring wheat in the U.S. was only 39% planted, well off the 67% average for this time of year. Soybeans, they recovered from earlier losses to post good gains, with a rally in soy oil pulling beans up as well, despite a softer tone in meal. July soybeans up 21 cents at $16.78 per bushel. U.S. soybean seeding was 30% done as of this past Sunday, 9 points off the average. Crush data released yesterday showed U.S. soybean crushers processed 169.8 million bushels of soybeans in April. That was down from pre-report expectations and the previous month. Corn, it corrected lower after yesterday's gains. The July contract down 8 cents at $8 per bushel. U.S. corn seeding was 49% complete in the latest weekly report. That was in line with expectations, but off the 5-year average of 2/3 done. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 17th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.